I hear more and more about how difficult it is to know kusala from akusala, because until we know the characteristic of nama as nama and rupa as rupa, we're just thinking about, well, this is dosa, this is lopa. And I think it's just like a sea of chetasikas that we can't really know the characteristics. Maybe I'm too pessimistic about that, but I think now I feel that understanding develops in seeing invisible object and hearing and sound.
Because you see that in the old days, in the Buddha's time, Buddha didn't write or read anything at all. But his perfections to become the enlightenment conditioned the panya, which nobody can have such panya. So he thought about whatever appears at any time. For example, in the old days, there were seeings, right? And now there are seeings, not only one. Seeing, 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 seeing.
Sorry, what do you mean by seeings? Moments of seeing?
Seeing.
Mm-hmm. Different.
Seeing.
Moments of seeing.
Sees mm-hmm. what? Visible object. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. It cannot think, it cannot hear at all. So we are now talking about that which Buddha taught in the old days, about moment of seeing. Seeing is real, it's a reality, it sees. But there is thinking about what is seen much more than understanding what is seen and what is seeing. So there is no understanding of anything in life, because there are not only seeings, but there are many different realities from time to time, so very rapidly. So there are lots of ignorance from seeing, hearing it all day long, day by day, year by year, and life by life. So can there be such instant understanding of seeing right now without the development of understanding from hearing and consider very carefully? For example, what is seen? See, there's always idea of someone or something. No understanding of that which is seen can be seen and then passed away instantly, never come back at all. But it seems like there's what is seen all the time. But actually, even seeing or that which is seen, we're gone all the time. Again and again and again and again. So it's time to really understand, developing the pariyatti, hearing the true words in order to have true panya, which can follow the true path leading to experiencing realities as they are, anytime. No matter in the Buddha's time or this time, realities are the same reality. Seeing must be seeing, nothing else. So if there is no understanding about that which is seen as just a reality, which is conditioned to arise, to be object when there is seeing, no eradication of self from seeing. That's why the development of satipatthana must be very natural at any time by conditions, from pariyatti to patipatti and to pativeda. No other way.
I think a very good example of helpful pariyatti that we would just not know about without the Buddha or without friends who explain is that the seeing, the citta is dark. The actual citta that sees is dark, and only visible object is light. But we would never understand that or reflect on that without the Buddha. And I think it's just fascinating. And all the conditions that must arise for a moment of seeing, I've heard you call it almost like a miracle. I would say fascinating. It's just so interesting. And it's thanks to the Buddha that we understand it.
So amazing. Mm. No sound, and then sound, and then no sound. Seeing, no seeing. It's like this. from time to time until the last moment of life.
And same with Dhammanasa, so many conditions for Dhammanasa, but we don't realize that that's amazingly conditioned too. And the same, what amazes me is so when I used to do certain techniques and I believed that I could just make sati arise by my wishing it to arise by trying to do this or that, you know, but it's like every reality, there's so many complex conditions and happening so fast that it's, you know, under no control at all.
To make a question from Phil's point, are you stressing seeing invisible object because with a suggestion that there has to be understanding of seeing invisible object before understanding of other realities, or just as an example?
We can talk about any reality, not just seeing invisible object, right? We can talk about hardness and that which experiences hardness. But you see that when we think about Dhamma in terms of words, we can tell whether this is rupa or this is nama. But now, it's not the matter of being able to tell what is nama and rupa, but what about the characteristic of rupa and what is the characteristic of nama? For example, now, if we talk about the experiencing of hardness, okay, one can say that it's nama or it's citta, it's that which experiences the hardness, not at the moment of experiencing it. So is there any understanding of it as we say or we use the term nama, see? Just the matter of sanya, just remember the term, but no development of understanding, a characteristic as not self. For example, now, in the old days, when Buddha talked about visible object, was there to be directly understood of the characteristic which cannot experience anything. So what about now, when we talk about hardness? Does hardness appear at that very moment to be object of right understanding with right awareness that it's a moment of the circle of birth and death or of this life? Just that. Exactly the same as visible object and seeing right now. Just a moment in life. That's all. From moment to moment. So it's not just talk about realities, but beginning to understand that which appears at what we are talking about. Like now, visible object is seen, right? And the development of understanding it as just a reality which can be seen, only then, to be object of awareness and then all disappear, both the seeing and the visible object. This is the point of studying Dhamma, not in the book, but now. Otherwise, it's impossible to eradicate the idea of self and the ignorance of realities.
And when we talk about the anattaness of all these moments of seeing and moments of hearing, are we just talking about anatta and thinking about it, or is there any real awareness of...
Before understanding about the anattaness of reality, hardness, how come to appear as that which is real? It's there by conditions. Little by little, one can see that no one can do anything at all. No one can condition seeing. No one can condition visible object, sound and so forth. And this is the meaning of anatta. It means that any reality which appears is conditioned, arising and passing away. This is the meaning of anatta.
But still it's thinking about anatta and appreciating the anattaness.
That's why
of
there
it,
must
reflecting
be
on it.
Hearing as pariyatti and considering until one has the firm confidence about what is heard as about realities right now, which can be directly experienced as Dhamma or a reality.
But does it matter at what level anyone understands
anything? I mean, it's the truth. If someone talks about anatta, it's the truth.
What about talking about all realities are anatta and go to somewhere to know or to understand reality?
That's not understanding.
But that's rather common, isn't it? People will say everything is anatta, sati is anatta, but then Buddhists these days think they can make sati arise by intention and by concentrating, right?
So, sati is not anatta. It can be conditioned by anyone at any time.
Well, you have to practice.
You? Practice what? And what's the result of the practice? No understanding of seeing right now as it is, from moment to moment. No development of understanding realities at all. Just thinking about the self, trying so hard to know. Where is attachment then, right then, at that moment of thinking like that?
Okay, about anatta, right? So only if someone is reaching sotapanna, then the view about self is completely eradicated.
But what is the beginning?
What about now?
How's it going
view,
to develop?
Of course, is, you know, I'm if we're not sotapanna, but we can develop the right view now.
Excuse me? If there is no understanding of seeing a visible object right now, can there be the understanding tomorrow about seeing a visible object?
No. So understanding, like what you said, there's many levels, right? There is understanding from hearing, reflecting,
right,
and also from experiencing.
Pariyatti first.
Right.
Without pariyatti, there's no conditions for what you talk about is patipatti.
Right.
In Pali, patti is particular, and patti is to reach, to attain right understanding of a particular reality at a time.
Right. But pariyatti is all about concept, it's about views, right? It's something we think, we talk.
When we talk about.
Right. Okay. So the true anatta, so is the true anatta, true understanding of patipatti, right? Experiencing no self or anatta. So
what is no self? What is no self?
In absence of the permanent, you know, self, or if something will not change.
Is seeing no self?
The right view, I mean, seeing is no self.
How,
this is the conceptual
how
understanding.
There can be the fully developed of understanding seeing as not self?
By reflecting, by hearing, and by trying.
What do you mean by reflecting?
By reflecting, meaning when I hear something, right, seeing is no self, I try to understand what's involved in the seeing process.
So,
right?
That is the I. But what about the understanding?
Okay, so, but if I phrase it differently, okay, the understanding, for example, the mind or the desire Chanda wants to understand the process of seeing, right? So the seeing process from hearing, from studying, the seeing process is visible object contacting the eye base and the seeing consciousness arise. That is all learning and reflecting, right? But for real observation, we cannot. I mean, a moment of seeing that contact, we cannot really experience that moment, right?
We cannot, but Tanya can.
Okay,
come in, right?
Okay, so let's say, but this is conventional. I can't change my face, no problem. That will not remove the I inside me.
No, but, but why do you think the reflection's not? You think there's something else that should be done?
No, I could do that. So, I mean, we could do that, right? It's, I mean, just this, for example, I'm, do you mean that the face of, if I use I, there's the I there, right?
No, you just said something about there has to be something more than the reflection, do you think?
No, there isn't. What I'm saying is understanding has many levels. All we can do is verifying, is to listen, you know, to hearing, to discuss and reflecting.
Right.
At this level, yes. So the real but experiential level is difficult as well.
But this isn't actually pariyatti, because this is still thinking that there is the with the idea there is something that we have to do, like repeat a mantra, repeat that seeing sees visible object. But this is not pariyatti, because it's the idea of doing. So if it is pariyatti, it is the beginning of understanding the realities now, not the idea of doing anything.
People, if someone has right view at the pariyatti level, genuine, strong right view at pariyatti level, do you still think they would try to make sati arise? They would concentrate on certain realities if they had genuine pariyatti? Do you think they would think, I should go and sit down, I should walk slowly, or I should concentrate on something?
But if so, then the question is, why are we here?
Can anyone understand reality by trying so much to understand it?
No.
No. So how come to understand seeing without thinking about the process of seeing? Because at that moment it's thinking, not seeing. See. So pariyatti will condition moment of awareness, right awareness and right thinking by hearing and being so firm of understanding that no self who's trying, because each moment must be citta and cetasikas. Like when one is trying, it's not the self who's trying, and that reality is not self. So at that moment, if there is no understanding about that as a reality, it's I who is trying.
That's wrong here, right? Wrong practice.
And where's the attachment, the second noble truth? It's not easy to realize that it's there. Because understanding is opposite of attachment. And attachment to gain or to get the understanding hinders the developing of understanding from hearing and letting go the self and any reality as self. We do not have to try, because all reality is performing the function from moment to moment.
Right.
All jetasikas, until it's time to understand. Panya is there by development.
Okay, thank you.
There's an expression here that there's been a lot of misunderstanding about on our discussion list. Something was quoted that you said, there should be sati all the time in Thai. I think it's tuk mua. There should be sati all the time, no matter eating, talking, walking. When you say there should be sati all the time, what do you mean?
It should, but can it?
It should, in the sense that it's a good thing to have, right? Mm. You mean,
like
you're not
kusala.
Saying you must right. have it and do it and right. try to do it.
It's good to have any activity.
Yeah.
One may wonder whether there should be sati before going to sleep or when one wakes up. Do not forget that there should be sati all the time. The idea of self is still strong. It seems one can cause sati to arise. Panya can very gradually realize this and eliminate the idea. Panya has a function of detachment, but sati is not yet sufficient. We should remember that there should be sati all the time. So I think you just mean that it's good if there is
great.
Sati at any time.
Shall I change? You should have akusala all the time.
It's good to have at any time.
Even thinking, right understanding can understand that moment as a reality. This is the point. it's not wrong to think because it's conditioned already. No one can stop thinking whenever it is conditioned to think. But right understanding can understand. Pati-pati, approaching with understanding of a particular reality at a time. Even thinking. Otherwise, there is I all the time. Wrong understanding, taking it for I. But actually, all are dhammas, realities, conditioned. And panya can... In Pali, I think that when it talks about satipatthana, the term in Thai is follow with awareness, or awareness follows it. But actually, it's not as far apart from this moment, because reality arises and falls away so fast. So follow doesn't mean that this has happened and this follow. Not like that. As soon as it's there, right awareness is there. At the same time of that object which presents itself.
It's very close. Difficult to understand how close. For example, I read yesterday that pasa is a necessary condition for seeing, but they arise at this. Pasa is a necessary precondition for seeing, but they arise together. I mean, that just shows how fast everything is.
Can we use the word precondition?
What's the word? What's the condition?
Sahachata. Arising together.
Together, okay.
A necessary condition.
Necessary condition, okay.
But not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Pre.
What is the condition?
Previous in time. Right. Not necessarily previous in time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about right effort and compare that with... So, say someone tries their sati, they think hardness and focusing on the feelings of the body. That's done with desire, with wrong view.
Mm-hmm.
But so, what is the right effort then? Where does effort come in this?
Whenever akusala citta arises, wrong view, can effort be right?
No. Well, what is? Can you describe what was right effort then?
With right understanding and right awareness.
Mm. It's there already. Do we need to think about effort then, or just know about right? It seems to me if there's right understanding, then right effort will start to come anyway, come in all the time.
It's
anyway.
It's there already.
Yeah. So why did the Buddha
then? How
can
you bring it?
So why did the Buddha these suttas about effort and so on, and stressing on effort sometimes?
Without effort, then
no understanding.
There wouldn't be other tetsikas performing the functions.
Can you say more? If there's panya there, the effort's going to come in anyway, right? The right effort. So why stress on effort at all?
Well, just effort as a barami too. So it's probably effort in terms of all kusala, developing all kinds of kusala.
When that right effort is stressed, right understanding is there anyway, stressed with it.
Can you stop effort to arise?
No.
So, it's right effort or wrong effort, depending on other chetasikas or conditions too.
It's a little bit similar to Phil's original question about developing sanya. Sanya is there.
Yeah, that's
concentration
true.
Is there. And, of course, has to be developed. Virya is there, has to be developed. These are taught because they are all part of what arises.
Taught in a descriptive way, do you think, John? Or?
Is there now no effort?
There's effort either right or wrong now, for sure.
So no one can stop its arising.
Mm.
But one tries to have it and think that one has effort, but actually it's there already.
Just like concentration, we read a lot about concentration, and people try to have concentration, but again, it's there anyway. So it's always descriptive of what arises under different conditions.
Thank you, that seems clear. It is misunderstood.
can one say, for example, as the Bodhisatta before he became the Buddha? So there are lots of examples where virya seems to be predominant, but it just depends whether or not understanding arises with it.
Not him, but effort.
Effort.
And effort with panya. Mm-hmm. It arises with panya.
So just a quick question back to the Thai expression tugmu. Does it mean all the time or any time?
Any
time.
By conditions.
By conditions, yes. By conditions, especially by accumulations. Yeah. Mm-hmm.